Joining me again for the month of August here. Wow, the first day of August. I can't believe the year has gone by already. Jamie Gorder and Police Chief Tom Turner with the Florence Police Department are both here with me. Now, we talked a little bit last month, Chief, about National Night Out, but it's coming up on the 7th.
Yeah.
Less than a week away here.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you so much for asking us again to come by because, like you say, it is coming right up. So, August 7th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. At Miller Park. Which is a Tuesday night. Hopefully it's going to be a lovely evening. The Florence Police Department, with all of the help that we've gotten from all these other partners and citizens, are going to put on the first ever Florence National Night Out. However, this is a national program across the country. Lots of communities participate in this every year. In fact, I think it's in the million range, which Jamie will cover here in just a moment. But the benefit, we're really, really looking forward to this. And this looks like something that is really come together nicely. And what we did is, and what you and I talked about, brought the Florence Police Department's Executive Assistant, Jamie Gorder, with us this afternoon to talk about a little bit about, because it really, a lot of it has fallen on her to put this thing together. It helped manage the phone calls, the donations, and everything else. And so she has probably the most intimate knowledge of how the thing is put together and what we're doing. So I thought it would be only appropriate to have her come and speak about it today.
Okay. Well, now, I tried to look at some statistics, but I couldn't find them on how many people's first access to a police officer was probably because of a stop,
right,
or something. You know, their first knowledge, hand-to-hand knowledge, or not hand-to-hand. That's not a good word.
But their first interaction.
Their first interaction, yeah, with a police officer was because they got stopped for something.
Yeah.
Now, because of that, we don't always have good relationships with the police. So National Night Out was started When was this started in order to kind of introduce people to the police?
So National Night Out first started 35 years ago, and this is the 35th year, so it's kind of a big year for the event. It was started by the National Association of Town Watch in August of that year for a network of law enforcement agencies, neighborhood watch groups, civic groups, and they just kind of began turning out with their neighbors, turning on their porch lights and sitting out in front of their homes. And now it's just really grown to be over 38 million residents in 16,000 communities across the U.S. as of 2016. So more than just sitting on your porch and visiting, it's parades, it's backyard barbecues, it's full-on youth events, visits from emergency services personnel, exhibits, and just a lot more.
I think one thing to point out is a lot of people out there that have never worn the uniform or have never done the public service like the police department does don't always realize that there's people behind the uniform.
Right.
They're normal citizens, you know, on a day-to-day basis. They have cares and concerns. They have children. They have, responsibilities in the community. And so this is an opportunity to let folks see that there's some brave individuals out there that are just like them that just chose this line of work.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. And this will be an opportunity where we'll have the majority of the Florence Police Department will be there. We'll have members of the Sisa Valley Fire and Rescue, Western Lane Ambulance, Oregon State Police, the Coast Guard. We'll have a number of entities out there, including some city entities. The Public Works Department is going to be out there. The city in general will be out there. We have some people from the Military Museum as well, with some static displays. We've got some really cool stuff. And the thing that, as you mentioned, is so nice is that this will be an opportunity for citizens to interact with police officers on a really friendly basis. They'll be in uniform. They'll be, you know, well identified as working for the police department. And citizens are expected to ask questions and interact with them. And I think the personnel will just love it as well, because finally, it's not a, like you say, an interaction that's maybe unpleasant or maybe pressing. This is a friendly deal where people can all have hot dogs and hamburgers and some pop and just have a nice evening.
Okay, what's the weight limit on the bouncy house? That's what I want to know.
Well, and I think it's important to remember, you know, that the city of Florence really wanted a community building event that promotes police community partnerships and community camaraderie. So this is a great time to get your family, your friends, your neighbors to come out to Miller Park and really interact with those, you know, law enforcement that protect and serve our community.
And again, remembering that they're just people.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and that's the important thing is that, you know, that, like I think, Chief, you told me several other times that we've interviewed, you know, you have to go out sometimes and write tickets. You have to go out and enforce the law. But, you know, that's not really, let me say this right and so it doesn't sound right, that's not really what you want to do. I mean, you want not to have to, you know, you want to keep the peace and meet the public, be out with the public, and let them know you're there in a friendly capacity. And enforcing the law is just something you have to do when things go wrong.
Right, absolutely. And along that line, as you said, and as, like you say, as we talked before, if we can do that where everybody wants to do what's right and not break the laws, that works out really well for most police officers, because then their job is easy. Yeah. The regulation and the enforcement and all the other pieces that fall into law enforcement in general, to try and keep people safe, oftentimes, isn't met with the best interactions. And so in a community like ours, particularly a tourist community like ours, we want to have law enforcement as a friendly, open group that's out there, ultimately just trying to keep people safe and trying to keep things kind of within reason and move on. Not a giant enforcement, very regulatory, zero tolerance sort of thing, because fortunately we don't need to. Florence is a wonderful community, and this is another great opportunity for everybody to kind of interact, be out there. We love the idea. When Jamie and I were first posed with this idea, the idea to bring it primarily to the children of the community, for opportunities for them to run around and have fun on a Tuesday evening in the park, that just sounded like a great idea. So it's kind of child-centric, but we're looking forward to being able to have this event hopefully every year.
Well, there's a little kid in all of us. we know this.
And as Chief Turner mentioned, the majority of all of our law enforcement personnel will be there to answer questions from the public. And, what a great opportunity for the public to learn that enforcement, that ticket writing is just a tip of the iceberg to what the Florence Police Department and our officers do. And it's a great, great time to ask those questions on what else is your day like? What else comes with community policing?
Well, outside of the actual writing of the ticket, but what I'm saying is that the officer that's writing that ticket, what the other people that are in line or that are passing by or that are not seeing is that, he's actually protecting them by keeping this one person safe. By saying, hey, this is our safety rules. This is our speed limit. This is what we do at a crosswalk. This is what we do, in our community. And it keeps the rest of us safe. Right. So, if one person has to get a ticket to keep thousands safe,
it does. And it becomes a teachable moment, and our officers take advantage of that, where they can remind people on what the laws are and why they enforce them.
And and I know that this happens. I don't know how often it happens in this community, because fortunately I haven't had to experience it. But I know there's times when an officer has the ability to decide, well, is this a moment where I need to write this ticket, or is this a moment where I can say, look, here's your opportunity to understand why we're doing this and not to do it again.
Right. Absolutely. At their discretion. And that's why we give the officers that particular power to be able to do that, because one of the things that the officer has to decide is how best is this person going to learn and how best is this going to serve the community. And as you said, if they didn't have to do it in the first place, that would be great. But if they do, how is it going to work out best for all of us? And the other thing that is really, really prevalent here in this community is that oftentimes everybody knows each other.
Small community. You don't get away with much around.
Yeah, you want to take that into account, because that's a big part of policing in a small area, of realizing we're going to move forward and we're going to have other contacts, and so we want to make that in the very best, most positive way that we possibly can. And events like this kind of gives that opportunity for people to see, as you say, see the officers as real people, because they are participating in this community just like everybody else, and our first responders, just as a whole, we've got a huge group here in Florence. And so it would be nice for citizens to be able to meet these people and see what they're doing and realize what's going on and the challenges that we face.
All right. So aside from everybody that's going to be there, what other things are going to be there that night that are going to be fun and exciting for kids and adults alike?
So we have 8 different giant inflatables, ranging from bounce house, 2 different sizes in giant slides for kids of different age groups, a 70-foot obstacle course, another racing obstacle course called the Rush. We have 3 inflatable games, archery shoot-off and a basketball shootout and a soccer one. The Kiwanis group is doing the lawn games that they provide after the junior parade, so they will be set up with that. We have Joe Boudreaux doing her rock painting. Just a variety of community members with tables that with informational flyers on their organization. So just a lot of really fun activities and free dinner.
Yeah, free hot dogs, hamburgers, and pop. And we got a bunch of static displays as well, from police cars to tractors to
29-foot
Coast Guard boat.
Coast Guard boats.
Wow, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, we have some personnel doing a kickball game also. So just a lot of really fun things filling up Miller Park.
All right, that sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be great.
And again, it is August 7th from 6 to 9 p.m., Miller Park. Plenty of parking, right?
Yep.
And should the park be full, we have worked with the school district to use their parking lots.
Oh, cool. Well, that's good. So, and that's all within walking.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it sounds like a fun time. I cannot wait for it. It's going to be a great night and a lot of opportunities for folks to meet the other officers that I don't get to see a lot. Hopefully I'll get to shake hands with all of them.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both for being here today, Jamie Gorder and Police Chief Tom Turner.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Next on our August edition of Our Town, we'll be talking with the new executive director of the Florence Food Share, David Montes.